Hello friends, welcome back to ELAG. I am always delighted to have you here. Today we'll be looking at the simplicity of being Christ-like, or in other words, what it means to be a follower of Christ. My key text will be from the book of Matthew in chapter 16 verse 24, the Amplified Version. It says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself, set aside selfish interests, and take up his cross, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come, and follow me, believing in me, conforming to my example in living, and if need be, suffering, or perhaps dying because of faith in me.'" So each time I read through the Gospels, I try to picture what it would feel like to have Jesus physically present with us in this day and age as he was with the disciples. I marvel at how Jesus related with his disciples, how they moved together, ate together, laughed together. Although we know that some of his disciples were quite feisty and sometimes reactive, especially if something happened contrary to the expectation. I remember that passage in Luke chapter 9 where Jesus and his disciples experienced rejection in a Samaritan village, and James and John were obviously very upset and they asked Jesus if they could rain down fire to destroy an entire village just like the prophet Elijah. Of course, Jesus answered them, and I love what he said to the disciples. He said, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are of. The Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." I made another interesting observation when Jesus was about to be arrested before his death, according to the report of John in chapter 18. The soldiers and Pharisees approached Jesus and his disciples, and the scripture tells us that Jesus asked them, "Who do you seek?" And they replied, "Jesus of Nazareth." Then he said, "I am he." And they got him arrested. Matthew, on the other hand, presents a slightly different report of this event. In Matthew's report, Judas actually had to give Jesus a kiss on his cheek so that the soldiers could recognize who they were about to arrest. And so what does that really tell us? Why was it difficult for the outsiders to pick Jesus apart from his disciples? Was it how they moved together? Maybe they talked alike, dressed alike, who knows? The point of these illustrations is to get us to ponder on what it really means to be Christ-like. 2 Corinthians in chapter 3 verse 18, the NLT version, says, "So, all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image." The end goal of being a believer is not to become wealthy, famous, or highly respected. It is to become more like Him, and ultimately completely conformed to his image. And we can see this clearly in how Jesus trained his disciples throughout the Gospels. He gradually changed their ideologies and orientation about life. He taught them to respond in love, even when the situation suggested otherwise. And we see that when Peter chopped off the ear of the soldier the night Jesus was arrested, Jesus healed that soldier by putting his ear back, and he told his disciples, "Enough of this. Enough of this. Enough of the hate, enough of the bitterness, enough of the resentment, the chaos, the gossip, the malice, the slander, the violence." Jesus also taught his disciples to deny themselves and give up their selfish ambitions and take up his experiences as theirs. And then I thought, the simplicity of Christianity is carrying Jesus wherever we go, shining the love and light of Christ everywhere we find ourselves, going about doing good, surrendering what we would rather do to what Jesus would have us do, even if it doesn't make sense or even if it's not convenient. Indeed, to follow Christ is not an easy task. It's actually more counterintuitive than it is logical. This is why we need the Holy Spirit to help us daily to be transformed into the image of Jesus. So I'll leave us with these questions. What are those things that could be standing in the way of your complete surrender to the way of Christ? What are those things that you're tightly holding on to that could hinder you from shining the light of Jesus to the person next to you? Could it be that you're biased? You have a certain bias about certain people, their race, their religion, the color of their skin. You know, how can you be the hands and feet of Jesus where you are right now? Let us pray. Lord, I ask that this week you will fill us with the grace that we need to step out in faith and love, to shine your light everywhere we go. Help us to indeed be that city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Let our lives draw men to you and bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining, and till next time, God bless you.